can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Oops, I was muted. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. We're heard around the world. We're global. So wherever you are, I covered you. Welcome to the show. This is the first time we did it in this late hour. Let's see, on the East Coast, you're what? 4:30, maybe? I don't know. Getting close to the evening time, dinner time, so. I'll give it a shot because I have something to say. All right, title of the show, Talking Shit. That's right, Talking Shit. That's the title. It's the title. The subject matter. Trump goes off the rails. Crime is on a decline. Biden loses his mind. Super Bowl turns into a Swiftie event. And this is really disturbing because it's a commercial that's going all over California. People, and it shows women in this commercial. They don't shower. It's a spray now that all you have to do is open up your panties and spray your genitals. That's it. And if we have time, we're going to let go of your relationship. Bottom line, the world's going to hell. And we're just playing in the devil's playground. That's it. Welcome to the show. If you want to come into the show, you do have, this is a number, you're going to need it. You're going to need it really badly. The number is area code. Oops, I don't have it. I should have it. Can you believe that? I don't even have the number. The studio is 319. I know it's 319. I know that bottom one is 6099. So what's the other part? If you can guess the other part, let me know. 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. Every day it finds things hard to talk about. I had a show Monday through Friday. Some of you guys have a show once a week. Cool. Some of you guys have a show talking on one subject and you stay on that for years. Relationships, love, marriage, heartache, breakup, cheating. I don't know how long you can do that, but some people do it. Sometimes on Blog Talk I see church shows. I get the announcement. Pastor so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. On a Sunday, really? I got football. Can you do your church thing on a Saturday, maybe? Maybe a Tuesday. But a Sunday? No. Even God rested Sunday. Even God said, you know what? I'm going to take a break. It's Sunday. That's what God said. I didn't make it up. So why are you asking me to go to church on Sunday when God's resting? I don't want to disturb God. Are you out of your mind? Kind of weird to me. You know, church used to be on Saturday. The original church used to be Saturday. Then they changed it to Sunday. Very interesting. True. Look it up. It's a little trivia. But so why are you asking me to get dressed up, go outside in the cold, in the snow, to a church to worship God when God says, you know what, this is my day off. What are you doing? Get out of my house. I mean, how many times do you want a company to come over to your house when you have a day off? It's like, get out of here. I got one day. God says I got one day. And you guys are coming in my house. You're disturbing me, praying, causing noise, asking for unreasonable things. Get out of here. It's my day off. That's how I think. See, my mind thinks differently. I wonder if I'm the only one. Because I wonder how things got invented. Just weird things we take for granted got invented. I mean, just about half an hour ago, I poured a little milk in my coffee. Just that. And you're saying, I mean, this is not Seinfeld, okay. But I wonder, who discovered milk? Think about it. Who was the first one who was on some farm and he saw some animal leaking white stuff from their titties and says, what pervert says, I think I want to drink that. I want to drink that liquid from that cow's tit. Who did that? What kind of pervert will think that? That might be interesting. Who was the first one to try that? These are things in my head. It's like Colorado. They have a dish, bull balls. Real bull with their balls. Who was the pervert that says, you know what? He sees a bull in a corral or wherever he is in a rodeo. Who was the guy that says, I'm looking at his balls and they look mighty tasty? Who does that? I just don't understand that anybody would look at some bull and go, look at his balls. I think I'll boil them and serve them in my restaurant. They look mighty tasty. Who discovered bull balls? What do they call it, Colorado oyster, rocky oysters or whatever? Who does that? See, it fascinates me. It fascinates me. It's like Europe, Asia. There's a fish. It's a poisonous fish. You have to cook it just right. Flay it, whatever, just right. It's so poisonous that if you don't cook it just right, it can kill you. Thought of that. What guy says, you know, that's a poisonous fish. I know, but you know what? I can eat it. Well, you can't eat it because it's poisonous. But if I cook it just right, it'll be a tasty delicacy. And people will spend $500 just to taste some poisoned fish. They go, what? Well, see, the problem with that is you have to find people to taste it first and get the right consistency of cooking. So how many people did they kill with this poisonous fish going, okay, let's try this one. How do you like it, sir? What critic is going to the table serving you, the cook serves you this poisoned fish, and the waiter saying, well, sir, how do you like it? And then he throws up and he dies right there on the table. And the waiter goes, oh, that's not it. And you keep doing it. How many people have to die before you get the right consistency of saying, here, sir, it's on the house. Eat. Oh, okay. And he survived and goes, that's it? Who does that? How do you think about that? It could almost go back to oral sex. I mean, the first person, let's go back with Adam and Eve. Okay, let's go with that story. So Adam sees Eve peeing. I'm sure she's squatting somewhere and peeing. And does Adam look at that going, I like to eat that when you're done. What? And same thing with Eve. I'm seeing you walking around with the bugs and the mosquitoes biting your crotch and everything. You're in the mud. And does Eve just look at Adam going, I like to suck that? What happens to people's minds? I mean, I want to know what goes on. Good morning, Pat, or good afternoon, Patty.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing my thing, as you can tell, Patty. Yeah. But Pat, isn't it true? Isn't it true?
I guess.
I mean, I go back to the rocky oyster thing with bull and in Colorado that they're bull balls. That's what they are. The testicles of a bull.
Oh, my God.
And it's a delicacy. and people were eating it. I want to know the first guy who looked at that animal, that bull, and say, I like to lick his balls. Who was that? Who was that guy that says...
I don't think they said that. I think they said, we're running out of meat. You better eat those.
Some things I'm going to leave on my plate. I'm not saying, you know, that's a big bull right there, and it fed us for 3 months. Don't waste anything. Let's all eat his balls. Let's not waste it. But you know what? You're right. Because in the black culture, we have a thing called chitlins.
Yep.
Which is intestines. Now, how people don't know the history of that. And I'm here to tell you. The history of that is when back in the slavery days, they didn't give the slave the good food. They gave them the intestines of the animal. And slave says, you know, this is not cool. That's what they said, not cool. And then there was a slave woman says, you know what? It kind of stinks, but I can make this work. Really? Yes. And they eat it, and they go, what do you call it? Because it's intestines. I'm sure they said chitlins, and they misunderstood. They said chitlins? Yeah, it's chitlins. And it became, I'm sure it became chitlins. It's kind of close. Kind of close. And I think about these things. I'm thinking about who discovered toilet paper. And I'll tell you a story. This is a true story. Years ago, I dated a woman. And this is current century. I'm not that old. But I dated this woman. Yes, I did. I did have a date one time. Yes, there was a live woman. She was alive, opposed to a dead woman. I don't like them too much. They don't talk. You try to have a conversation with a dead woman. tell me about it. Where is that going to go? So she's from Russia. She's from Russia. I swear. Mickey, Mingo. No, not Mickey. Mickey was a German girl. Who was the Russian girl? Oh, Mara. Marietta. Mickey was a German girl. Marietta was the Russian girl I went out with. Oh, I'm an international lover. I am. I have loved women from Russia, Nigeria, Poland, and Germany. And I just got rid of a girl from Canada last night. True story, swear to God. Just got rid of a girl from Canada last night. I am the international lover. They said, you know.
And how does your girlfriend feel about these other girls?
I don't know. I should ask her one day because she does, you know what I mean? I should see how she feels about that. But right now, I don't think she feels anything because I don't think she knows. Well, a lot of it was before her. But the friend from Canada was just a friend. I had to get rid of her. What an annoying bitch that was. Anyway. Whoa, people of Canada. Not all women from Canada are bitches, right? I love Pat. Pat is not a bitch. She's a witch. There's a difference. One rides a broom and the other one sticks that broom up your ass when you're asleep. There's a total different thing that they do. So, I...
Oh, you could come up with that one.
It happened. It really happened. And we used to have an executive on this. Her name is Diane. It's a true story. It really happened. And I'm ashamed of this because it's always talking shit, and we're going to get into it. But it really happened. I talked about experience. One time my girlfriend was asleep. True story. And I said, ha! Because I had a massive, let's say, springtime event. Slinky, you know what I mean? Boing! And he missed an opportune moment with the cuddly, you know. So And when a man cuddles a woman, when a man cuddles a woman, you know, it's the, she's in the front and you got your arms around her in the back, right? That's a cuddle. That's a cuddle position, right?
Well, sometimes.
When you, exactly. Well, sometimes when you're virile a male, that cuddling position goes, uh-oh, boing. Okay, so the boing happens, right? The boing. Sometimes it does. So the boing happens. And then, it's true. I go, I wonder, stick it up this area, which we're not used to sticking it up with. Would she wake up?
Huh? Oh, I think so.
Well, yes, she did. I found the answer. So I slowly, I'm curious about this experiment that I'm about to proceed to happen. You know, because if you ask, they may, good 95% are going, are you effing crazy? So you don't, so you want to get that. You're just like, let's just go with the experiment. So as I do, I gently positioned, let's call him the hero, my hero.
You're killing me.
So our hero is now in position of attack mode. Gently, my hero goes up a place where it normally does not go. He's like the explorer, you know, Lewis and Clark. You know what I mean? Going, well, I've never been here before. This could be interesting. It's like, shh, don't wake her. Okay. So now you're talking to the hero and you're guiding the missile. All right? That's just how it is. So you're guiding it and you get to a point where you get beyond the dome of the hero. And if you guys know, if you're uncircumcised, there's a dome, that little dome there. And then all of a sudden you hear the shriek of a yell that never came from her before. And she did wake up. And I'm not, and this woman is not usually a cusser, but she said every cuss word that is known to man, and even in devil tongue, that only a possessed woman would know. And it was Latin. What? And she doesn't know Latin. And she looked at me and go, what the F did you do? And like all men, we have that excuse. What? What did you do? What? What do you mean, what? Because we have no, well, nothing else. She goes, are you effing kidding me? About what? You know what you did. What? And then I broke under pressure. I would not make a good spy. If you captured me, I'm not into torture or pain. If you capture me and put me to the chair and put those things to my nipples that are connected to a battery that you're going to electrify my nipples, not happening. I'm telling them where Pat lives, her ingredients of her food, where she lives, even where Mr. Fred shits in a box. I'm telling everything. So don't and put me in the military because I'm telling everybody shit. I am not going to have my nipples being connected to a battery, and you're gonna torture me till I actually do talk. Let's get past the torture part. Let me just go right to the talking. You know what I mean? Well, what do you want to know? Now you see now. Well, Sergeant Jackson, what are you doing in Russia? What? What are you doing in Russia? What? What are you doing in Russia? When? We're going to torture you. Okay, okay. I'll tell you the truth. I was spying. I was by your nuclear site. I took some selfies. I put it on my Facebook. And I sent a couple to the government. All right, you can go. I will blab out everything. I'm not into pain or torture. That's it. I went out with a girl once that asked me something, and I didn't tell her the truth, and she tweaked at my nipples, and it hurt pretty bad, and I told her everything. She just tweaked my nipples. Ow!
And here you want to spank people.
Yes.
She was.
I know. Only for scientific purposes.
That hurts.
Not, it depends. I found out there's a technique. to do the spanking.
Oh, there's a technique.
There is a technique. Oh, there is. See, there's an angry spanker. Don't spank angry, and don't spank when you're on alcohol. First thing. You know, there should be a warning with the spanking. Spank cautiously. If you're under alcohol, please do not spank. So you tap. You don't spank. You tap it. Tap, 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 tap. You know what I mean? And if you're really creative, you
just...
Yeah, you could tap and do the motorboat at the same time. Watch this, Pat. And here's the reaction of a woman with the motorboat and the tapping of the spanking. That's how it works.
No, they made a toy that does that.
I should. I'm going to put it right now, and we're going to call it the hammer.
No, there's actually a toy that does that.
It spanks you while it's vibrating?
No, does the motorboat.
Oh, it does the motorboat. 10 speed?
Yeah.
Choppy wave. That's the bonus speech. So I put it in the wrong thing. I humbly apologize and say, she goes very calmly, "This is never going to happen again." I go,
You were told.
And I go, okay. I'll tell you the same woman. We finally met, okay? We met, it wasn't through Tinder or anything, it was the old-fashioned way, on a chat room. Okay. So we were talking for like a year before we met, right? Okay. So it took a year, we finally met. True story. Yeah. Got a nice hotel and everything. I never knew the woman. And I said, okay. But even though I know, it's like, because she's traveled and we met. Okay. So as a man as I am, I decided to get some champagne. Not only champagne, there was booze. And there was marijuana, you know, party thing. And I shared some to her, too. But I was shit. You know, but I can carry myself like you think you are, right? You know, people are hearing, and in your head you're going, "Hey, how's it going?" But you sound like an idiot. True story. But I didn't eat. So going to the hotel, we had a great night. Oh, Brian, you're so charming. And then I would say my charming voice because I was drunk and hello. Really turned her on. So we went to sleep. True. This is a true story. We went to sleep. Have you ever had one of those dreams that you're asleep, but you think you're going to the bathroom in your dream? I never had that dream before. I guess I had to go to the bathroom before I was going to go to sleep, but I was really too tired. So I started to dream that I opened the door and I was peeing in the toilet. I was dreaming this. And I realized I was dreaming this because I actually was peeing in the bed. So I was not awake. I swear.
You know you're in trouble when you start dreaming about toilets. Exactly.
It's like, when you're so lazy that you're not going up to go to the bathroom, you're just dreaming that you're going to the bathroom. All right. But this was the first night. This is the first night. So she wakes up in the morning and she found something wet. The bed's just wet. And she looks at me. First night, she looks at me and she goes, "Do you have something to say to me?" And then I wake up and I go, "Oh shit. How do I get out of this? I'm drenched with urine, the bed's..." She's up there going, "Ugh," you know. And then I said, "No, why?" I tried to pass it on. She goes, "No, why?"
Yeah.
I figured if you ignore it, don't make a big thing out of it, you know, we go have breakfast. And she said, do you have a problem?
No.
She looked at me, she goes, do you went to bed? Oh, that. Well, no. No, I usually don't do that. She goes, did you just pee a bit? I guess I did. Do you want to talk about it? About what? She goes, are you crazy? She just met me. I'm trying to ignore this. Let's move on. She goes, I just met you. I don't know if you have a problem. Well, I got many problems, but that's not one of them. She goes, do you wet to bed occasionally? Oh, no. No, I thought it'd be fun. She goes, what? I never did it before, so yeah, what the hell? Did you enjoy it? You're welcome. She goes, no, I did not. And I explained to her, look, I had a dream. I was going to the bathroom. I was drunk, blah, 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 and I guess I was, and as I was going to the bathroom in my dream, it was just a dream, and it was, and I guess I went to bed. She goes, are you sure? I go, yeah. I go, but look at the bright side. I could have dreamed I was doing a number two. That would be awful.
Oh, God.
So let's take the win and move on. Never happened again, though. It's kind of, you know, when your first night, you don't want to wet the bed. It gives a bad impression. You know, you're not cool. Maybe a third or fourth night, maybe, but you don't want to do it the first night. You wake up, and she wakes up like, oh, my God. I tried to blame it on her, going, you were a lot wet, you know that. She goes, don't blame this on me being wet. The whole bed is soaked. You were really excited? No, but anyway. Oh. So stuff like that. So stuff like that. And I don't really have a title to the show. If you look at the title, it says Talking Shit.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I just wonder. There was a case. Hold on. Sorry, I hit the cough button. There was a case I heard about, and I talked to a couple of friends of mine, about this medium. She got sued. She took these people for like $50,000, and they sued her.
Oh, yeah.
Medium. Oh, did you hear about that case, or you know anything about that?
No, but, I know about stuff like that, though.
Yeah. And
you've got to be really cautious with these people.
Exactly. And so I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, and I'm saying, they should, mediums and psychics, and as you are my clairvoyant, you're my clairvoyant. Should not be sued. You should be exempt from suit, any lawsuit. You should be exempt, just like the church.
No. No.
You
there
don't...
are women that tell people, look, I can do a spell. Give me $500. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's bad.
But
it's really
if
bad.
I did give, but if I did give them $500 and they did do a spell, they still rendered the services. Whether it worked or not.
Not really.
Really?
You can't legally, no. It's like readings are supposed to be for entertainment only.
Right.
You have to specify that. Entertainment only.
But there
so
are
people
some people.
You can't turn around and say, you fucked me up. Or.
Well, some people use their, let's be honest, we can go back to the fairy tale of King Arthur and who was the wizard? Who was the wizard of King Arthur?
Merlin.
So some people use their psychics and medium, and these are professional people on Wall Street, as almost advisors. So if I said to you,
yes,
I'm using
do,
you
but...
as an advisory position, and you're telling me what stocks, or you feel this, or the cars say this, or the cars say don't buy, your cars say sell, and I take you, and you do it wrong, and I lose money, you're telling me I can sue you, Pat? I could sue you for your wrong
basically,
advice.
Basically, I could be arrested for saying it's real.
Really?
Yeah, like
wow.
It doesn't matter what, if somebody wants to take those services and consider them real, that's
mm-hmm.
their own personal decision.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. See, I didn't know that. Do you have strict rules in Canada for that kind of thing?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Oh, you do. So it is. So you're saying it's regulated in Canada?
To a certain extent. Yeah, you've got to be careful how you present it.
Interesting. Interesting. Because we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff, because there was a case, and she lost the case. She was sued. And I don't think you should be sued because she rendered a service. I think it's not her talking. It's through either when a medium or a clairvoyant, they see things, and this is what their interpretation are. Or if you look at the cards, this is not you telling me. These are the cards telling me. You're rendering a service. You know what I mean? You should be exempt.
Yeah, but
because you're basically
Brian,
the third party.
Can
you're a
tell
portal.
Me, really, would you trust somebody that says, look, you know, I can do a spell. This is going to happen.
I went out
like,
with a girl
I
like
wouldn't.
That. Yes. Yes, I did. I did.
Okay, but.
Yeah.
You know, like the.
But
there has
why
to
not?
Be
if you
some
if you gave
amount
me a spell,
of legalities to control it.
Okay, let's say I hired you to clean my house, and you know what I'm talking about cleaning. I'm talking spiritual cleaning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Pat, I got a haunting. So I'm going to Pat's haunting service. Hello? Hello, Pat's haunting service. I got a ghost. Oh. Well, you got a ghost. Is your ghost on the West Coast or is it East Coast? This is a little ghost joke. And I ask you to come and get my ghost out. You say, okay. So you get in your ghost mobile. You get your red dragon. You get your dragon blood. You get everything you need, your sage, everything. You pack it up. You're ready to go. You're ghost hunting. You go. You come to my house, and I said, you knock at the door, and I said, who is it? And you say, my name is Pat. Pat who? Pat who? Pat the ghost hunter. Okay, come on in. Right? So you come in, and you say, do you have ghosts in the house? And I point to the dining room. You see those chairs? And you go, yes, they used to be on the floor. They're flying around. Oh, yeah, I think I may have a problem. I may have a slight problem. And you say, do you know the history of that? And improvising. Do you know the history of the house? Yes, it was built in over 200 years ago, and a family was murdered in a house. And you're trying to try to, I'm assuming you're going to try to give me all the history of the house before you start your magical ghost stuff. And I give you the history that there was a murder in that house. And you go, okay. And you might do a little research, look it up on the web. Oh, I see, yeah, there was a murder, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we know what we're dealing with. We know what kind of ghosts we're dealing with because they're different ghosts. I'm assuming they're different ghosts. I mean, there's Casper and there's some other mean ghosts. I'm assuming there's some ghosts. So you take out your ghost stuff and you do the dragon blood in the corner and then you sage everybody. You even sage me just in case the spirit got in me. Then you go outside, and then you place your hand on the house, and you say a couple of Conti words like, ghost, be gone. I don't want you around. Don't come to Brian's house. So get on the ground. You know, something that rhymes that the ghosts hate because they hate rhyming stuff. Oh, they're rhyming. Get the fuck out. That's what ghosts, they don't like rhyming stuff. The chairs fall down in the living room. I go, wow, you did it. And the house is starting to get warm because it's not cold anymore. I go, whoa. And then you say, that'll be $5,000. I say, you take a check? You say, okay. So I gave you a tip, but I knew the check was bad, and then you're going to come back and say, you know what? I got the ghost in the box. Go run free, ghost, run free. Back into the house. But
they come from next door after I come.
Yeah, you know, you go. You told me they go from next door. You go knocking the house. Excuse me, you don't know me, but
I want to
bring back the ghost
in
the other house.
Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I told that to medium friend. She died laughing.
I know. You said it to me, and I'm dying laughing. Go, wow. You go knock, can you go knocking door going, do you notice anything different? Yeah, my kids are speaking Latin, and their heads are turning around, and they're flying around the house. Oh, well, oopsie. I just did the house cleaning next door, and the ghost came over here. Do you mind if I gather them up? Because these motherfuckers did not pay me. I'm going to send them back home. Bottom line, can I sue you for saying, you know what, you put the ghost back in my house? Or
no,
you didn't
you
clean
can't.
My house.
You can't.
Exactly.
Because
that's
how would you be
I'm
able
saying.
To prove it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So when somebody, if I go to your tarot card reading place or your psychic place or your clairvoyant house, and you give me a good reading or a bad reading and I make a decision upon that, should I be able to sue you? Or is it my decision to be believe
because
you?
I wasn't
that's
promising you anything.
That's my point. And that's why I think mediums and psychics should be exempt from all responsibilities that you said at the beginning. It's entertainment purposes only, and how you take it is how you take it. The service I'm going to offer you, you wanted me to read you? I did. I read you tarot cards. You wanted me to see your future? I'm telling you what I felt. So you take it for what it is, right? And if you have to believe it and took it as literally and it didn't happen, you're not suing me because it's just something I was saying to you that I felt. It's like almost like suing me to saying, you know what, I love you. And then you say, you really don't. I go, no, I really don't. Okay, I'm going to sue you for false advertising or false this to make me. Yeah, or make me believe
yeah,
that you really did
you
love
see,
me, but you really didn't.
If somebody was to advertise, I can help you with your problems.
Right.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. You can't advertise like that. You can't advertise saying, I will pray for you for so many dollars. Or like this one girl tried to get me to do a spell for her. And I basically told her what I will take you to the store. You can talk to the specialists in the store. You can buy what you need, but I will not do it for you. So
okay.
She had to make the decision herself.
Right. But,
you know what I'm kind of saying to you?
Yeah, but you're still buying the stuff.
I did not buy anything.
But you're telling her to buy this stuff.
No, I took her to a shop that contained stuff that she was interested in. I did not advise her. The woman in the store did.
Okay.
I was very careful, honey.
Okay. I understand.
And she wanted
to
believe in witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman in the store was a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And she took her advice. That's all good. That's not me.
Wow. I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. You know, we're going to, what the hell is that? Oh, we had another earthquake. Hold on, I think we have another earthquake. We had an earthquake last week.
Yeah.
I felt like it was another earthquake. But it was something else. Okay, we're going to, it's going to be a short show because it's in the evening now. It's 5 o'clock. It's getting dark. And you guys are hearing my voice. That's kind of strange.
I think
like
it's
Brian.
Nice.
Brian in the evening time. Ooh.
And you know what? I actually went to bed early and got up early today, hoping there'd be a show.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. And I did. And I did. And I did.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. See what happens when you... Okay, now... We're going to, here's what we do is one of our favorite topics of the show. Melissa likes it. I don't know if Melissa's listening or not because I understand, you know, I know how late it is and everything. Hopefully she is, and I'm hoping Laverne is listening too because they said they might, but who knows. But this is one of Melissa's favorite stuff on the show. We do this bit with Pat.
Oh, not the songs again.
Yeah.
You have to pick something that's old enough.
You're going to. I did. And even if you don't know them, you got to, and when I do play them, you got to say, hey, that's a nice song. So I'm introducing music to you. So just in case you're going, you know what? I'd like to hear that again. So it's a good thing. All right.
Yeah.
So here's how it goes. I will read a lyric of a song, and maybe I'll sing it to get Pat in there. And it's in an area she should know. Pat will tell me the name of the song, and if she knows the name of the song, she should tell me the artist. That's how it goes. And after that, we're going to come back with talking shit. Trump goes off the rails. Crime is on a decline. Biden loses his mind. Super Bowl turns into a Swiftie event. And don't shower, just spray your genitals. And then we're going to talk about when to let go of your relationship, et cetera. We'll see if we can get through all that. And that's on Brian, the Hammer Jackson Show. And here it is. We're the only show that does this. I have myself my own clairvoyant. You may call her clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant.
She's my personal psyche. She is a psychic. She's more than that, though. She'll read your tarot cards. She'll tell you what your tarot is all about. If you have a ghost in a house, she will get rid of it. And if you have a husband in a house you don't like it, she'll get rid of him too. Just an extra $10. She'll get rid of that bad husband of yours. She'll
actually,
cash it on his
about $10.
Yeah. So while
there's
we're on the air,
an oil you can buy called Hotfoot.
Hotfoot?
It's a witch oil. Yeah, and you put it under the shoes of somebody you want to get rid of.
There you go. Only she knows these tricks. You're in a bad relationship, she can fix it. Get some hot oil or witch oil.
Hot foot. But
hot foot.
You know what? A girl told me, this is the girl that comes to help me, the one that's the native and the black. Well, she told me her grandmother told her to turn a broom upside down and hit it on the floor 3 times as the person is leaving, and they won't come back. She says she's tried it twice and it's worked.
Well, let me tell you something. While the person is leaving or the person's already gone, you do that?
No, when they're leaving, like as they're...
If I saw somebody turn a broom upside down and hit it 3 times and stare at me, I'm not coming back the first time. It will work. Oh, that's a crazy-ass bitch. I'm out of here. It works. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that, too. You ready, Pat? And here it is. Now, this is not free. If you're the fourth caller and you bet on Pat to guess a song, you could win $3,000. We handed out a lot of money on this show.
Mm-hmm. This will be the first time, won't it?
It sure will. And we'll give it to you in a check or in bitcoins. All right, here we go. Pat, you are now on the hot seat. Relax, concentrate. You should know this song, okay?
Okay.
I might even sing it to you if you still don't get it. And you don't, but I'm going to make it difficult because I know you know this song, but I'm going to make it difficult because what I'm going to do is tell a story, but the song is in the story. So you got to listen carefully that what is the story and what is the song. So I'm going to tell the story around it, but the song is going to tell the story, but I'm going to do a little thing around it. Ready? Because you know what it is, okay? So
okay.
I'm setting it up. two people together having dinner, candlelight dinner. The man looks at the woman and realizes how beautiful she is. And she's through candlelight. She's shining. She's glowing. She's beautiful. Times, but this dinner was special. And what the man says to her, he just looks at her in her eyes. He says, maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid the way I love you.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
What's the name of the song?
Don't speak for a minute. Just don't speak for a minute. Let my brain work.
That's what she said. Okay.
You're forgetting I have brain damage, honey.
Well, me too. We relate to each other. Don't worry about it. I think it's cute. I think that's your charm. Hello. Maybe I'm amazed.
Oh, I know the song. I know
the
song. I can hear the melody.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pull me out of time.
Oh, God, Brian, I know this song and I can't do it.
You hung me on a line. Maybe I'm amazed the way I really need you.
Is this a Paul McCartney song?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You are there.
Yeah, now.
Come on.
Maybe I'm amazed.
Yes, you got it. You got it, Pat. Yes, yes, indeedy doody. Yes, you did.
Yeah, it takes me a minute, honey. You know, 13 minutes without oxygen leaves a mark on you.
You did it. I knew you could. Yes, the song is Maybe I Was Amazed, but Paul McCartney did it for what band? What band was Paul McCartney in?
Wings.
And it wasn't the Beatles. Yes, sorry, but extra credit. You got it. And we'll be right back. Pat, you are wonderful. And we'll be right back with our top stories. Beautiful,
okay.
Pat.
Thank you.
big voice. You want a group check? You want a buzz?
Maybe I'm amazed. I used to think, it used to be baby I'm amazed. I didn't realize it was maybe I was amazed. That's how it was. But there you go, Pat. You know.
That threw me off a bit, too.
Which one? The title?
Yeah, I thought the word was baby.
Me too.
But when you were saying
these,
maybe.
Yeah, all these years I thought it was baby. You know, going back to the show, we're going to be having a short show today. I started in the beginning, it's like, who thinks of these things? I mean, a cow. I was just drinking milk. I'm just giving an example to bring you back to the show. It's like, I was drinking milk today. I put milk in my coffee, and I'm going, who invented milk? I mean, what pervert was on a farm and saw this cow leaking semen, milky semen from his tit, and say, I'm thirsty. I'm going to suck on that.
That's
no, but
not semen, for God's sake.
Oh, I know it's not semen, but I'm just saying if you didn't know what milk was, you would think it would become like cow semen if you didn't know what
no,
milk.
No, Brian, back in the day, people were used to breastfeeding and animal feeding, and it was all nature. Nobody was being perverted.
There's some perversion going on there, girly. You talked to my friend Sodom and Gomorrah, who lived next door. There was a lot of shit going on in Sodom and Gomorrah's house. Let me tell you. Oh, that Gomorrah was unbelievable. What a whore she was. All right, but here we go. Here we go. There's amazing shit. So I'm there watching TV during the Super Bowl, and I get this commercial. Have you ever heard it? It's called Skunky. Skunky Body Wipes. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Okay. You know what handy wipes are? Handy wipes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. These are people.
These are deodorant wipes?
Yeah, but you wipe, instead of taking a shower, you wipe it on your body and get sudsy. Like you're almost like a washcloth full of soap on your whole body. So I'm thinking, what lazy assholes don't go take a shower. They'd rather just get a handy wipe and wash their whole body down and then wipe themselves off in the car. You
Brian?
Would have to be yes.
Brian.
Yes.
You ever
yes.
do a road trip or camping?
Yes, I did.
Well, think about it.
They have showers where I go camping.
Not every place does. There's a lot of people that do outdoor stuff up here. There's
really?
No bathroom nearby.
Then
There's
don't
no
do that stuff.
For miles.
Ew, then stop it. Ew.
Okay,
I don't do that.
Okay, Algonquin Park. My God,
well,
you're in the wilderness.
Yes, and there's no reason to be dirty. What you do is you find a lake, you go swimming in it, you make sure nobody's there, and you quickly scrub the private areas, and you make sure that the fish don't crawl through, or the frogs. That's what I do. If I'm down there, I'm naked, and I'm scrubbing my private area, I hear, "Work it," I'm running out of there. I'm not going to deal with that. Not going to deal with
it. So what if there's leeches in the water and stuff like that?
Leeches? Do they have leeches in lakes? But do they have leeches in lakes?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Ew.
Mm.
All right, I'm never going there again. But no, I did not think about the leeches. The only leeches that I had a friend, his name was Darren, and that one was a leech. He sucked onto you and he sucked onto your back pocket like you sucked your ass, but he wasn't sucking your ass. It was your wallet back there. He sucked all the money out of there. Well, here's the commercial. Here's a commercial called Skunky Body Wipes. Skunk, like a skunk. Skunky Body Wipes. Listen to this.
Hot, sweaty. Wouldn't it be great if you could shower anytime, anywhere? But you can. Smell funky? Get Skunky, the shower anywhere sponges that clean all your funky parts from your head to your feet and everything in between, all without ever stepping into a shower in only 60 seconds. Just add water, work it into a rich lather, and it's ready to use. Skunky effectively lifts and removes oil and dirt from your skin and hair without any rinsing required. Just towel dry, and you're done without any sticky residue. Skunky is ideal for contractors or anyone who works outdoors.
Anytime I need to get cleaned up a little bit to go to a meeting to meet with a contractor and I know I can't get to a shower, I can clean up quick, conveniently.
I love showering, but sometimes I don't have time to go back home before work. So Skunky is the best solution.
Really?
A hiking, fishing, or camping trip wouldn't be complete without Skunky.
Really?
Skunky is a game changer for active children of all ages.
It takes a few seconds. There's no residue. Scrub them a little bit, wipe it off, and I'm done.
Whether I'm caring for an elderly person, a post-op patient, or someone with disabilities, Skunky makes life so much easier for them and for me.
Ordinary wipes are thin and don't lather. Skunky pads are thick, luxurious, and bursting with lather. No soap needed, no shower needed. Portable, convenient hygiene, anytime, anywhere.
This isn't like a wipe or a washcloth. It's so much more.
Call now and get 20 Skunky 60-second shower pads for only $9.99. But wait, order now and we'll send you 5 more absolutely free. That's 25 showers for only $9.99. There's a strict limit of 1 family pack per order at this incredibly low price. Smell funky? Get Skunky. Order now.
Call 1-800-45...
You smell funky, get skunky. They even it is so gross that the commercial have this woman actually putting the cloth in her panties and scrubbing herself. And it's
Yeah,
that's what I said. And there's another deodorant called Lumini. I think it's Lumini. They do the same thing. But Lumini is not soap. Lumini is a spray. And California, there's a commercial where you're spraying yourself, and it's supposed to kill all the smells on your body. So at the end, it has this woman smiling at the camera. She pulls her gym shorts away from her body, and she sprays down there, and she smiles. Now, if you have to spray down there, because it's funky, and I understand people's odor, I understand that. I think it's better to just take a shower. Take a shower. That's it. I went out with this girl. Here we go again. She was a makeup artist, right? Beautiful girl, makeup artist and everything. And she likes to go camping. She did a camping thing. And then I came over her house one time. I said, I'm coming over. She goes, give me 5 minutes. I got to take a shower. I go, it only takes you 5 minutes to shower? Yeah, what did she call me? I'm going to do a PTA shower. Have you ever heard this, Pat? PTA shower?
No.
I go, what is the PTA shower? She says, pussy, tits, and ass. I'm just going to wash those and we're ready to go. Pussy, tits, and ass. We call it the PTA shower.
What about
true story. No pits. It's just the pussy, the tits, and the ass. Those are the things that she figures that are going to be touched. There's no any man that snuggles under you and licks your armpits or just smells your armpits, it's time to leave the house. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. 602, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and with the lovely, lovely over-the-line Pat. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Brian.
Huh?
Hi, Mr. Brian.
Hello. Wait a minute. I know that beautiful little voice. You're getting older. Let me guess. Are you related to Mr. Webb?
Yep.
Are you related, our celebrity guest, are you related to Mr. Portley?
Yep.
Is your first, is your dad's name Larry?
No.
Okay, is his name Marvin? Marvin Webb?
No.
No. Okay, I got a question. Is your dad a musician?
Yeah.
A rapper? Is he a rapper?
Yep. Yep.
There's only a couple rappers I know. Is your dad Lil Wayne?
Kinda like.
Is your dad talking smack?
Yep.
How you doing, sweetheart? You sound so older. How are you?
Good.
Okay, wait. Am I talking to the son or the daughter? Because right now your voice is in that. The son?
Yep, son.
Okay, I didn't mean to call you sweetheart. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Okay. All right, we're men. How you doing, my little bro? They're at the voice. You know, the voice can get to me. They're at the voice where the voice cracks, let's be honest. So how you doing, little man?
I'm doing good.
You sound good. You know, your voice is almost deeper than mine. I mean, damn, you could order an Uber and some wine. You know what? I want some wine. Do you know Miss Pat? Do you know Miss Pat?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do. Okay, Pat, you know who this is, don't you?
No.
It's David, isn't it? David?
It's David's son.
No, it's David. David's son is David.
Okay. Oh, Junior, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. It is Junior. Is this David Junior?
David Junior the third.
The third.
Oh my.
See, if you were my son, you would be number two, not number three. Come and let me adopt you. That name sounds like royalty. Nice to meet you. What do I call you? Can I call you David?
Most people call me Dre, but they...
Oh, do they really? I like that. They call you D, the letter D3?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Can I call you D3?
Yeah, my grandma called me Dre.
Ah. My dad called me illegitimate. <He didn't. laughs> That's my middle name. Brian, you illegitimate kid. Yes, father. Well, D3, how you doing, man? How's everything going?
I'm doing good. I haven't got no phone calls at school.
Good.
I haven't got no lunch attention. I haven't got no ISS.
All right.
I've been getting work.
You've been doing good. I mean, you know, David, I mean, your voice is throwing me. I remember when you were just a kid, and I used that high. Hi, Mr. Brian. I mean, you sounded like Tito from the Jackson 5. Hello, Mr. Brian. Now you're like, now you got Barry. We got that bass in your voice. Hey, what's up, Mr. Brian? Damn. You're growing up. I'm glad to hear that. Are you back at school or are you homeschooled now? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm back at school.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm really glad to hear it. I feel like I was with you as you were growing up. You know, your father used to keep me abreast on how the kids are doing. And sometimes when you're not doing so well, but I know most of the time when you're doing well.
D3, I sent your dad your astrology. if you want to read it, you have to ask them for it.
Well, let's read them another one. Now, is there an age limit for astrology? I mean, Dee
no.
Free, how old are you now? Are you like 14 now, 13, 14?
Well, you got it right the first time. It was 13.
13, wow. I think I met the kids when they were like 9 or 10. Like, damn. Okay, well, do you want Pat is my psychic. And as you can tell, I'm doing so well because I've been following her advice. I've been out of jail for now 3 days. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Would you like Miss Pat to read you your tarot card reading?
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
well,
give me 1 minute, please.
Okay, you let me know, Pat, when you want me to shut up, okay? And then I'll let you read D3. So you're staying out of trouble. You're staying out of. Is it hard to stay out of trouble, D3? I mean, I was your age once.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard to stay out of trouble. I mean, like, you have to follow the rules.
You know when I got into trouble. I'll tell you when I got in trouble. When I was bored. When I was bored, I got into trouble. I'll tell you one thing I did. I had this guy where I used to live. He had three chickens, and those damn chickens, and he had a rooster. I really did this, D3. I should not be telling you this. I saw him leave, and I saw those chickens. I got one of those chickens, and I go, look, Ma, I found a chicken somewhere. She goes, okay. And we had the best chicken dinner you ever had in your life. I took the guys. You know, I told him it ran away. I saw the chicken run down the road because everybody knows the chicken crossed the road. And he just said, oh, yeah, he had no idea that I was eating the drumstick in front of him. That was his own chicken. How's that, D3? Kind of cool.
Good.
You know, so I'm not the best role model. Your dad is the best role model. I'm not the best role model for the kids, but here it is, my psychic and your psychic, Miss Pat, and I'm going to be quiet now. Take it away, Pat.
Okay. D3, it says you've gone through a personality change just recently due to an upset, but at school you're doing really well now. There's two school cards up. It shows you're going to do well. It looks like you've got someone else than your dad to talk to now. And things are happening really fast for you. Because this change you're going through is fairly quick. It's not a long, drawn-out one-year kind of thing. There have been obstacles. You have to be strong. Do you find your dad's being a little irrational lately?
Say it again.
Do you think your dad's being a little irrational lately?
What do you mean?
Just what his expectations are. Maybe that's not a good question.
I don't know.
There is a change of luck coming for you through school. You're going to do really well, honey. There's going to be good changes. And the school card is up actually 3 times. So I'm wondering if there might be a new program you get interested in, because there's definitely more schooling than usual. So keep your eye out for programs that might be interesting to you.
Well, I'm in eighth grade, so like when I go to high school, I'm gonna be in JROTC and I'm gonna be in sports and all that.
Oh, well, that's going to be soon. That's, what, 6 months away, 7 months?
Yeah.
afternoon show.
Yeah, that'd be really good. I know right now you have to go through changes, like from what the card said. And the changes are internal, like they're your mind, right? So you are actually at the right point right now to be going through that. And, you know, high school changes everything, so, you know, it's a whole different experience. Definitely different than grade school. So, good luck with that, honey. And check out your astrology. Ask your dad to show you. It tells you about yourself, and it might help you make decisions.
Yeah, because, like, when I went to school, I wanted to be in basketball and football and all that, because, like, I've been practicing basketball. Then football, I've been practicing my throws and all that.
Be really careful with your head. Don't get injured.
I don't know. I'm not gonna act like Patrick Mahomes and got his ankle.
Well, good luck, honey. Good luck. There's a lot of changes for you.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, D3. Yes.
Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Me or Pat?
You.
Me. Well, I'll tell you a story. When I played football, I played in high school. I was number 36 of the running backs of the nation. I got drafted to UCLA. And my cousin played for the Oakland Raiders. So the Raiders are my team. I love the Raiders.
Oh, come on. You know the Raiders wasn't even that close. You see, when the Chiefs were playing the Raiders,
right.
First the Raiders whooped the Chiefs, and then the Raiders got their payback and the Chiefs whooped the Raiders. So come on now.
They did. The Raiders sucked for the last 5 years. But at one time, way before you were born, the Raiders were the baddest ass football team ever.
They were.
Yeah. My cousin, back in the day, your grandfather would know who he is. His name was, you could look him up on the internet if your father lets you do that. You can look under George Atkinson, the Oakland Raiders. And you can see him on a YouTube, and they labeled him as the assassin. I remember when I was in the car with him. I was about your age. I was in the car with him, and he was with his other friend. His name was Jack Tatum. Those two were the assassins. And they even had, and when I was playing ball, he used to ask me, he goes, what position? And I told him what position. He goes, you know how to take a man's courage away? I go, no. And he put out his elbow, and he hooked his elbow, going, when they run to you, just let them run and unhook them, and their feet will fly up in the air, and it will take his head off in 3 seconds. It'll take away his courage. And the best advice that I ever had came from, I bet you know who it is, John Madden. Have you ever heard of John Madden?
No. No.
You've never heard of John Madden video games? The Madden 14 and football? The video games?
Breath World. I heard of it. Yeah, because I was playing on my cousin's Nintendo.
Yeah. Madden NFL football games. That best advice when I was your age, John Madden.
It's where you get to pick different teams and all that. And then,
yes, exactly. When I was your age, John Madden said the most physiological, intellectual thing to me when I was your age. I was in the locker room. You know what John Madden said? Get the hell out of the locker room, you little bastard. I mean, That's what he said to me. Because I was in the locker room. He actually said, I go, that's John Madden. True story. True story. I love that man. But I'm glad that you're into sports. Sports is going to be good for you, you know. Your dad knows the best. I know your dad, you know, for like a long time, and he'll guide you through the right sports that'll be healthy for you. I'm against, tell you the truth, I'm against football, as you're that young. I am. Even though I played it, I played football since I was 9. Now look at me, I'm on a radio show where nobody can see me. You don't want to see me. I have a Facebook radio. But I don't like it. You're getting in high school. You're getting in 8th grade now? Is that true?
I'm in 8th grade. I'll be in 9th.
Okay. So is 9th high school, or is it still junior high?
Yeah. No, that's 8. 8 is junior high.
Oh, okay.
No?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
Some people start 9th grade as high school. Some people think that's high school. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you – now, I'm going to be your father's angel. And your father's probably laughing. Don't listen to him, son. Don't listen. But it's true. I'm going to give you some advice. 9th grade is a hard-ass grade. You know, you're coming in as a freshman – and, you know, you're finding your way around. It's a big-ass school. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard grade. And you got to stay strong mentally because the 9th grade, man, that's when the bullying happens. That's where all the crap, you know, because you get those stupid seniors and you get those stupid juniors. You know what's going on. You know what time it is when you get into high school. It's a lot of pressure. But...
Well,
what you have to remember is
when you're going through changes, don't try to hang on to the old you, because there's going to be so many changes. And if you try to hang on to who you are now, it's just going to fuck you up something bad.
And that's 9th grade language. Get used to it. He's 14. Yes, which that's how they say it in Canada. It can. Just know that there's people who love you. Stay strong. And I'm the baddest ass guy you ever want to be, and I think you're the coolest. Those guys cannot hold a candle to me. So if they try to put you down or punk you, you just remember, I think you're one of the coolest kids I ever met, and I'm a badass. And don't make me go to that school. There'll be some people be calling the popo on me. They mess with you.
Don't make me read their text.
Exactly. And Pat will release some demons on that school if they mess with you. Come on, demons. She has them. She has them all packed up, ready to go. But that's it.
No, don't
I'm glad.
Don't tell them that.
Thank you, Mr. Brian and Miss Pat, for praying for me.
You're welcome.
Hey, anytime. And listen, and I do pray for you. You know that, D3? I do. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. And anytime that you need to talk to me, go through your dad, and you tell him, I need to talk to Mr. Brian. Seriously, it has to always go through your dad, okay? I need to talk to Mr. Brian, and your dad, I'm sure your dad will allow you to talk to me, okay, with his supervision. Is that a deal?
Yes.
All right. It's good talking to you, D3. Is your daddy around?
Yes, he's right here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up, brother? What's going on, Mr. Pat?
Hey, what's up, my brother? It's good talking to the kid.
What? Y'all really made the day just now. I appreciate y'all.
Well, you know, I'm not a good role model, but I do the best I can for what I have to work with, King. You know that. You know I love the kids.
Yeah,
you know.
You're doing a wonderful job, though, you know. I mean, this is like the only radio station that I've been able to get on where the host actually, you know, lets the people that's on the show engage with the children and talk with the children. I mean, like, that's what it's about, you know what I mean? Children, and give children the support they need and the love they need, you know? And I appreciate that.
I don't want to be a snitch king. I don't want to be a snitch, but Pat used the F-bomb. I don't want to snitch on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was the mother / grandmother instinct coming out. I felt that when she said that.
Hell yeah, I felt that. Yeah. Oh yeah. I felt that. Yeah.
Hey, how's the relationship going? I mean, how, I don't want to get in your business, but how's the lady of your life?
Oh, it's going better. You know, we had some bumps we had to get over, you know, and you know, I mean, that's every relationship, you know what I mean? But we're getting over it, you know. She kind of had to get an eye opener, you know what I mean? And it's just going good, you know what I mean? Like, her family, her whole family likes me, and you know, they tell me I'm the best person she's ever dated, and you know, they get on her every chance they see her. You know, they say, "Hey,"
right?
They say, "You messed this up, and I don't know what I'm going to do with you." And you know, so it's going real good though. You know, she's doing good. You know, I've been getting on her about going to the doctor and stuff. You know, and everything's going good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh yeah, I mean, because at first. You know, I was kind of ready to walk away like I was doing all my relationships, but, you know, sometimes you really got to communicate, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes us men, we get quieter. We play that silent treatment, and we don't want to, you know, say much, but I just had to really communicate and get a lot of stuff out there. And so it's going really good, though, you know, it's going really good. So
I'm going
really good.
And I joke and I clown a lot, but relationships are hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It is. It's really hard because you get three people and you try to get them agree on a dessert and it won't happen, meaning that you have another person, you're getting to know each other, and nobody's perfect, but you have to just look and say, and I have one rule. Would I die for this person? And the rule that is this person in my corner? Those are the only two things I need to know. When things get rough, real rough, borderline rough, can I rely on this person and what they tell me is from their heart? Or are they trying to tell me of something that I should do? Those are the things I listen to. If a woman tells me, well, you know what you should do? You should. I go, yeah, I know what I do. I should kick your little black ass to the curb, and I can go right now. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
You know how a person talks to you, right? You know, how a woman, if they talk to you like you're a dumbass, right? Oh, are you kidding me? You don't even know this? Oh, come on. Really? You didn't see this? Yeah, I didn't see that you were a psychomaniac. I'm out of here. I'm going to kick you to the curb again. You should know the curb by now because I kicked you there before. Or do you have a woman who says, the guy who got Will Smith smacked him. Will Smith him. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
I call it the Chris Rock theory. Chris Rock did a joke about O.J. Simpson, and Chris Rock says, you know, I don't condone what O.J. did, but I understand. So I don't condone, you know what I mean, but I understand, because Nicole was spending all his money being with these guys and everything. Like I said, I don't condone this going on, but Nicole was spending his money being in hot tub with men and everything, and he killed her. I don't condone that, but I understand. And so if you have a woman that says, you know, you're going through this, I've never been through this and everything, and I don't agree with this situation, or I don't do this, but, and it's hard, and how you got there, I may not know, but I understand.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. You know, I understand. Yeah. And that's where the empathy comes. I mean, that's just me. And, of course, you have to have big boobs. Other than that, that's fine. That's fine. I gotta get between him and go between him. Pat knows what I'm talking about.
But yeah, everything's going real good. So, you know, the he's you know getting better, as in you know health wise, and you know I told her, I said, look, I'm gonna be getting on you. I said, if I tell you to sit down, you know, you're gonna have to sit down, you know, because you know, the older you get, you start experiencing different changes. You know, I mean, that's what everybody,
right.
You know, and
right.
So
right.
Everything is going good. You know, I had joined
right.
her church last month.
Mm-hmm.
And,
how did it go?
It's really good. Her the pastor is actually her brother-in-law because her sister is married to the pastor, and
mm-hmm.
you know he really likes me and the kids. You know. We were actually
the one that
over there
you
yesterday.
The pictures of?
Huh?
Is that the one you had the pictures up of the celebration? The pastor?
So, yeah. Thank God. That's the one. The videos I share them every Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was a different place.
Yeah. Well, that's good, you know. And it's a working thing. And if it was easy, everybody would be in a relationship. If it was easy, no one would get divorced. I mean, as stupid as it sounds, if it was easy, nobody would get divorced. It's hard,
yeah.
man. But it's worth it. If you find a good woman, it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, if Pat wasn't taken by John, I would bring Pat here to the U.S., get her a passport, going, hello, Pat, I'm a good man. How are you?
I think your girlfriend would have something to say about that.
No, I'm going to keep you in a garage. Tell her that you're my personal psychic. You live in a garage. All right, Pat. Tell me what kind of mood she's going to be in. Get the cards out. Let me tell you what kind of – is she going to be a bitch today? Okay, just a minute. You be my advisor.
Speaking of that, you know what happened? I found out my phone wasn't working.
Why? How did you find – what was wrong?
Because I don't know. I had to do a network reset or something.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah, I wasn't getting any phone calls in.
Oh, yeah, that happened
at
to
all.
My phone once in a while. That happened to mine, and I had to do a reset, too. I don't know what's going on. But I'm glad we got onto the I'm glad your phone's working, Pat, because I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we got on the relationship topic with Mr. King here. Because I was going to talk about it, and this just happened to me recently. I had a friend of over 20 years. Had to let her go. Now, my dad was a weird guy. He was not your typical dad. My dad, he was a ventriloquist, my dad. And what he had to say was through a belt.
Oh, yeah.
The belt did the talking.
Yeah, I had
you know,
yeah,
one
too.
Of those. Yeah.
So brilliant.
One of those.
Every dad, you sit down.
Oh, yeah. My dad had
in
two
my
belts. Go
in
ahead.
In my household, when my dad said, "Your ass is grass," I knew I fucked up and I was going to get my ass beat. you know, in the African American households, we have different talk, you know what I mean, when it comes to getting that ass whooped, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to a point where, and you're right, King, and we got to a point where we had I had six brothers. I was the seventh.
Yeah.
He got tired. My mother used to line us up. He used to come home from work. She would line us up like we're going to church, you know, in a line.
Yeah.
And it was the bad line. So whoever's in a – so he would come to the door, and he would see us line up. He goes, what did Brian do today? I don't know what I'm going to do with that child. Oh, God. And it's like, all right, Brian, you're first. Because I was first in line. I wanted to get it over with. It was a lineup. After I'm done, he goes right down the line. And we wanted to be number six because his arm got tired. Number six. He's just too tired between that two.
Yeah.
You know? But he got to a point where he didn't even want to hear your explanation. You know, you were just guilty by fire. It was like, all right, you're gonna get a beating. I go, don't you want to hear what happened? No. But, no. Take it like a man, Brian. I screamed as loud as I can, hoping the neighbors would call the popo. Somebody help me! Help me! Neighbors did not want to call the cops on me. I'd be happy to go in the cop car and get away from that beating. But the piece of advice he gave to me was never break up with a woman. Never do it. Son, never do it. I said, but Dad, he goes, yeah, but what happens? I want to leave the relationship. He goes, you are not listening to me. I go, what? I said, you're not listening. What? He goes, stop it. Well, Brian, I'm going to smack you in your ass. He goes, you never break up with a woman because if you break up with a woman, she's going to come after you. If she's a vengeful woman, she's going to scrape your car, she'll do this, she'll do a lot of things, she'll cause you some trouble, and if she's really crazy, she'll call you harm. So here's what you do. Well, what do? You let her break up with you. If you let her break up with you, she feels like she's leaving the relationship, and she has no reason to cause you harm. True. And I remember that, and I was in a bad relationship, really bad. The woman kept fighting. We fight, and she was a vindictive bitch. And I go, uh-oh, okay. And I prayed to him, Father. And I got the words from, like, Darth Vader, hello, son. Never break up with her. Let her leave you. Thank you, Father. And see, and I knew what pissed her off. So she hit, you're going out with your friends, and I know you're smoking that stuff, and I don't like that stuff in my house. I'm not smoking in the house. I'm smoking in the car. And I don't like you smoking in the car. You don't like me smoking in the car? Okay, I'm smoking in the car. I don't, yeah. You know, I knew what pissed her off. So I started smoking weed a lot. And then she got to a point where, you've been smoking a lot. I don't like that. I go, just a second. What? Oh, how dare you do that in front of me when I hit? No, I don't want to hit. I don't want to be around no druggie. Oh, you don't? Oh, because I was going to score. You know, Ray Ray over there, he got some good shit. And maybe we could. No, I don't want to be part of this. I'm leaving. Okay, bye-bye. And I go, it worked. I don't know if it was the weed or it was the advice. Whatever, it worked. So now on, when I run a break up a woman, I'm going to get high. Because something's going to work. But that's the advice.
It doesn't always work, Brian.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't always work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it might help you feel better, but.
No, if you and I were in a relationship and there's something that really bothers you, like my personality, I guarantee you, you run as far away as you can to get away from that crap. Let her break. So that's the topic I was going to go on is, why can't people let go? Why can't people let go? You could be in the worst relationship in the world. I know, but I don't understand. You could be in the worst relationship in the world. Both of you guys are treating each other badly.
Yeah.
Why can't you let go? Why is there always that one person that can't let go? And what do?
Because they're always trying to prove a point. Someone's always trying to prove a point.
I know. But there's only two things that a guy can do, Pat, and I think Mr. King will agree with me. The number one thing that will save your ass is remember you have the right to remain silent. Just don't say shit. Just don't say shit and take the ass of it. King, I told you, you kind of quit putting all the lyrics in them songs about hoes and things like that. You're a chest going man. You better put some more Lord in there and some little couple more, a couple of amens in there and less motherfuckers. And King would go, okay, I'm just going to be quiet. I'll do my thing. Why argue with this woman, right? John seems like the quiet type. I don't see John arguing with you, Pat. I don't see it. I don't see it.
We don't usually. We don't usually. If we have a very distinct difference of opinion, we more or less keep our mouths shut to not fight. You know, like he likes Trump, and I'd like to see the guy with the crosshairs on his forehead, but, you know.
Exactly. But the safe face, it's not like you're pussying out. It's like, you're not going to change his mind. You're not going to agree on him.
And
so
he's
why
not
going to
change mine. So better
exactly.
to not talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stick to what we know, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Why would I wreck my relationship over some bullshit like that?
That's a mature way of thinking. I like what you're thinking. You're absolutely right. What benefit would it be? Why would I risk my relationship when I have nothing to do with Trump? Trump has nothing to do with me. In fact, I live in Canada. The fool is, if anything, will be a president of the United States. That doesn't affect me whatsoever. So why am I going to upset? Oh, it does?
If he gets in? Oh, that's bad news.
Yeah.
Have you seen what he's been saying lately?
I was just going to play it. And I'm going to play it when we get back. One of the subjects is Trump lost his mind, and I'm going to play it when he's threatening our allies about they better pay up. I think that's what you're referring to. You're not going to believe what this guy is. He's threatening our allies with Russia. You're not going to believe that. So we're going to take a little break. I have this new musical artist here, and he's not really new, but he's really damn good. I really like him. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. King Webb, Talking Smack. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Y'all always talking trash about my daddy. What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, he didn't. He's speaking.
Nothing as people, just we talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The fact you come to, we talking smack. Everybody that you know, we talking smack. Nothing as people, just we talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The fact you come to, we talking smack. When you didn't go, then you talk
like
trash.
That first thing, how about one across your lick? Talking trash on me, you must be smoking that shit. Shut up, listen to Drake, everybody showing fake love. Talk that about me bad, y'all drug my name up in the mud. I love everybody and I hope they love me back. To let their special feelings when I'm taking that dirt nap. I love everybody and I hope they love me back. Too late to express your feelings when I'm taking that dirt now.
Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The talk that you go through, be talking smack. Everybody that you know, be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The talk that you go through. Be talking smack when you didn't go. They be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The fact you come through, be talking smack. Everybody that you know, be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The fact you come through. Be talking smack when you didn't go. Be talking smack.
Now turn with me to the book of Webulation. Stick to the word of God, don't bring no misinformation. Rev. Dr. Hayden shall not spew lies or allegation. Lord knows, I done lost my salvation. Seeking my peace at church on this beautiful Sunday. Pastor's acting holier than thou, is that okay? Baby mama lying to the judge should make me look bad. Child's break got you and talk smack, yeah, King Webb is a good dad. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The church that you go to, be talking smack. Everybody that you know, be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The church that you go to, be talking smack. When you dead and gone, they be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The church that you go to, be talking smack. Everybody that you know, be talking smack. Nothing as people, just be talking smack. Family go behind your back, talking smack. The church that you go to, be talking smack. When you dead and gone,
destroy your goddamn life, life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit.
There you go. Talking Smack featuring, of course, my brother, King Webb, and 3D. Right, Pat, 3D?
I thought it was his daughter on it.
His daughter's on it, too, but his son's on it. His son's on it.
The beginning of it, and then my daughter, she's the one saying talk, talk. D3.
Oh, that's your daughter singing that. I thought that was your son saying that. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
My son, at the beginning, talking about, y'all always talking trash about my daddy, and, you know, and then my daughter's the one saying talk, talk.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it. There you go.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, now, King, I'm going to do something that I usually don't do.
All right.
I do this once, and I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to read your tarot card reading. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it.
You weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me read for him.
Huh?
Let me read for him.
Oh, you will. But I'm going to give him my personal reading. I haven't done this in a while. Okay, here we go. King, you're my brother. You know it's entertainment purpose only. You know that Pat is the true psychic and Mike little clairvoyant or clairvoyant. I read for entertainment purposes only. So I mix your cards and fill in your vibration. And now it's hammertize. What I did, King, I'm feeling your vibes. You know, I'm feeling your vibes going. What's going on? Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I hear you. I hear you, brother. Church going, Matt. I hear you. Loving Matt. I know that. I know that. Well, the cards is telling you how you feel about yourself. And you can argue with your cards all you want to, but the cards are the cards. The card that I pulled out was the moon. I pulled the moon. That's your card, King. And Pat, tell him what the card, the moon, is about.
The moon is about your subconscious. Basically, you got a lot of subconscious stuff going on. It can also mean you have an enemy around you. So be cautious, pay attention, and just make sure that who you're talking to is on your side.
Very good. And my cards is almost the same thing. It more or less tells me how you feel about yourself. It's like sometimes you feel confused. You feel vulnerable, full of doubts. We all do, but that's what the cards say. However, it's not all as it seems. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Sometimes you don't want to take those steps, man. It's scary. Scary as F. But it says do it anyway, because it will turn out okay. Expect the new and unsuspected show up and welcome it into your life. Your turbulent emotions are muddying. You know, the waters is muddying the waters. So step back and try to find clarity. And clarity of the mind, no matter how difficult this proves to be, you got to remember things may seem tough or confusing, but you got to stick with it because it's right for you. That's the moon card I pulled for you. And King, I don't know. Again, I'm entertainment. Pat's the professional, but I'm just reading your cards here. Are you going through a confusing time right now, King? Because the cards are saying you may be feeling a little bit confused and a little vulnerable. You may have some doubts about something. But are you going through that?
Yeah. I'm just dealing with some personal life issues, you know. Everybody's family is different, you know. And
sure.
You know, I just been kind of dealing with some things, you know, and at some point in your life, you just kind of have to let go of people and just kind of live life and you know, enjoy life. And, you know, I've been confused because, you know, all my life I've been taught how to, you know, you respect this person, that person, and so on. And, you know, I'm kind of at the point in my life where I just want to move on and, you know, just live my life and be happy. And I know when I was living in Phoenix, you know, I used to get a lot of phone calls, you know. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm back at home, I don't even get all those phone calls like I used to. And, you know, I'm just a firm believer. People choose who they want to make time for. Different parents have their choice of who they want to deal with in life. And mm-hmm. that's that, you know. You know, and that's just how that goes, you know. But I was having a hard time making a decision about something, and you know, I got frustrated, and my girlfriend was like, no, she was like, no, don't worry about that, you know, we got this, you know. And you know, sometimes it takes that person to give you some positive feedback and just tell you to come on, let's just, you know, don't worry about it. And so but that's why I made a post a few days ago, and I said, you know, what's done in the dark comes to the light, you know, because,
right.
You know, we tend to let money be the root to all evil, you know,
mm-hmm.
and,
oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes we don't think about it until it's too late, you know, and, mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of confusion going on, you know. Sometimes, and I'm going to say this publicly, and I don't really care, it's on radio. I sometimes wish that, like, my mom could love me the same like she loved my sister, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's always been different, you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know. And so I don't worry about it, you know what I mean, because That's just something I live with, you know what I mean? Something I live with, you know.
Can't change.
No, we can't change it, you know. So there's nothing I can do about that. And to be honest with you, I've shared a little bit of this with Miss Pat one time. And, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, people who are not in my family,
mm-hmm.
some people, they see it and some people, they can't see it, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of things that people see that I didn't see. And then the stuff that I did see, people seen it, but I thought they didn't see it, you know? But, yeah, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes I feel like my kids get treated differently, you know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't worry about it, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, God has blessed me with a wonderful girlfriend. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed
mm-hmm.
me with a new church family, a wonderful pastor. And so,
right.
you know, God with wonderful friends, you know, you and Miss
mm-hmm.
Pat. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I have a lot of support, you know. And
mm-hmm.
then to put the icing on the cake, you know, I got a letter. It was a letter that was sent to me from my publicist.
And Sony Orchard is talent scouting me right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't worry about anything. I just keep my mind on the Lord. I just move forward. I try to keep it positive, and that's that. You know, I can't change anybody's hatred, dirty heart, any of that stuff. I just have to move forward. You know, and so
right.
You know, and my book that I'm writing, it's called mm-hmm. The Heart That Comes to Pain. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff I'm going to put in that book that is going to probably get me disowned by the family, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed to say it won't be the first time. You know what I mean? I've been disowned before. You know, shit happens. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, these are things that we have to answer to God. You know what I mean? And so I'm learning to not fight evil. I'm learning not to fight fire with fire. I'm learning how to let things be. You know that saying they say it in the church world where they say let go, let God. I'm letting mm-hmm. go and I'm letting God. You know what I mean? So it's not
good.
Much I can do, but it's
well,
a lot
the
of
other
confusion.
Thing is, you know how they say with a tree, if it's too stiff, it'll break. If it bends, it'll survive. Right?
Yeah.
Same with families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you reading here, honey.
I am reading, but I'm just. But the thing about it, and I'm glad you said it, because I asked him a question, and the reason is that basically you got to remember, with the cards say you're going to feel confused, vulnerable, and full of doubts. Now every man and woman is going to feel that at one time or another. We're going to. It doesn't mean that you're special. That means you're human. You're human.
Yeah.
We all get confused at some point. We all feel vulnerable at some point. We all have fear. That's what makes us human.
Yeah.
Makes us. And for people who can overcome that fear, brings us to being superhuman, because we won't let that fear keep us down. We will face that fear. We will climb over that fear. We will conquer that fear. That fear will turn into a positive and be our strength.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So the cards were saying it, but it also says, don't worry, you're going to experience that right now, and things are going to be confusing, but stick with it. It's going to be right for you, and sometimes you step back. You know, sometimes it's too much information. You need to step back and say, exhale, meditate, whatever. Let me get my thoughts in order, because sometimes I get overloaded with a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing it. And here's number two. This is what you want most right now. This is what you want. I pulled up the devil card. Pat, please tell us what the devil card is, because it says this is what King wants right now. So explain the devil card.
Well, that's destiny, honey. That is destiny. Mm-hmm. When I pull that card, it means something is meant to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it also can be in the other system of reading cards. It can mean bondage to the material.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
and with this card,
you have to choose your meaning.
Right. And I'm reading from the Lotus Tarot, and Pat's spot on. King, it suggests that what you most want at this time, you can't have it. I'm sorry, you can't. And like the forbidden, it's like the forbidden fruit. This is only makes it all the more tempting. Alternatively, you know you could go for something, but it would be a bad choice, and you'll be doing it for all the wrong reasons. Yes, you want passion and gratification? Just be careful where you go to look for it. So right now, what I'm interpreting this card is like, don't make rash decisions right now. Don't make sudden decision at this time. Now, that's what I'm getting from this card here. So if you're thinking about this decision you got to make, you need to step back a little bit. And you don't want to make
And I totally
decision.
Agree. I totally agree with you, because just this past Friday, and I believe Saturday, I think it was Saturday. I don't know, just out of the blue, I just didn't feel like eating. And I was like, you know what? You normally don't want to tell people when you're fasting and praying, but I'm just going to fast and pray. And so Sunday, I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to feed into this nonsense. I'm just going to stay where I'm at, you know, and I'm just going to just keep doing what I'm doing, because sometimes the enemy will wait for you to do something just so they could
antagonize you more or poke fun at,
sure.
poke fun at you and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I said, I'm just going to have to make some changes, and that's that, you know. And so, but you know, like I tell everybody, you know, I'm very transparent, you know. Some things I shouldn't say, you know what I mean, and some things, you know, I do say, but I'm very transparent. And, you know, I was going away for a long time, for over 15 years, you know. There was at a time when I didn't speak to my father for over 10, maybe 12 years, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it was long period out of time when I didn't speak to my mother either, you know. And so for me to be back at home, you know, I kind of feel like a stranger because everything is different, you know. And, you know, but one thing I've always tried to do was honor and obey my parents because, you know, when you don't do that, then your days will be shortened on earth, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, at this point, you know, I felt like I did a good job by being respectful and all those, you know, types of things. And, you know, I feel like I did my best. And right now, God has been showing me different signs, letting me know, stop hanging on to that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, let people live their life. You got to do you. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. And I have letting go. But now it's time for me to let God do what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah.
Very good. And do you agree, Pat? Yeah. Do you agree on that? I agree.
Yeah.
There you go. Then
now,
next card I pulled.
Are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Oh.
I only got two more. The next card I pulled is your fears. This is all about your fear now, King. And I pulled this card. This is dealing with your fears. The card is the Hangman. Pat, would you tell us what the Hangman is about?
Self-sacrifice. That's when you make decisions that maybe don't feel good, but you have to do them.
And it says here, you fear letting go of something. You fear letting go. Yet this place of limbo that you're in right now, this indecision, is not a good place to be. Are you being emotionally blackmailed so you don't leave? Don't be the victim. Sometimes we have to have the strength to let go to attract new positive possibilities into our life. So the Hangman is the card I pulled for your fears. You have a fear of letting go.
Yeah.
You got to work on that. Pat, do you concur with me or no?
Well, yeah, and that's where his son's going to be in next year with high school, letting go.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
through
a lot of change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of it, too, you know. And he's ready, you know what I mean, but he's kind of a little bit, you know, a little bit scared, too, you know what I mean, you know, because he's going to be a new freshman. And so, I mean, with that, you know, it's going to be like over 600-700 students in this high school, you know. The high school is already at what, 500, maybe 600 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told myself, I said, you know what, I got to let him experience this, you know, but I still got to, you know, continue to guide him. And so we talked about that too, you know what I mean? That was another one that I had a problem with letting go as well. But he told me, he said, you know, I'm ready, you know. And so I told him, I said, well, you know, I've always been hard on you, and I'm going to continue to be hard on you, but I'm going to let up on you a little bit because I'm going to show you that this stuff is serious. And so I said, I'm going to let up on you, but there's going to be some stipulations that come with it. And so I told him, I said, this is what I'd be expecting, you know. And so he agreed. And so, I'm working on letting that go, you know what I'm saying. I think he's going to do well, though. I definitely do.
He will. I feel he will, too. He's grounded. I know you got to go. Two more things. One is, this is what's going on for you right now. You are instinctively taking time to relax and reflect. You're drawing on your inner strength right now and the wisdom to guide you through the difficult periods in your life. The card also says the Hermit card. In fact, what does the Hermit card mean?
It means introspection. Look into your own heart.
There you go.
Because
time is the card says time is a great healer. So even if you don't know quite what to do right now, you will eventually make the right decision. The Hermit signals a warning not to make hasty decisions. Make sure you observe a period of rest and you recuperate if you have been unwell.
Yeah.
That's what the card is. The number five card, and we're almost done. I'll read it quickly. Number five, this is what's going against you. This is what's going against you. Pat, I got the musician. This is the magician. This is going against
you. That's not going against you. That's only good. It's basically telling you to visualize what you want and make it happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It says here, the magician. Someone, most likely a male, isn't quite who they seem. Trickery and deception can be clear. But that's the one I'm reading under the Lotus
it's
Tarot. Okay. Well, I just got it.
Pretty fucked up.
Okay. But it just says that. Okay. Remember, it's entertainment purposes only. Pat is the pro. Mine is entertainment. Okay. If someone who you feel wary of is presenting you with a business opportunity, be cautious and trust your instincts. And number six, your likely outcome. Again, Pat's the pro, I'm entertainment. The likely outcome from him, I got the World card. I never heard of the World card before.
New opportunities.
Can you tell me about it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great. New opportunities.
Okay. Success, fulfillment, and conclusion are near at hand. The successful outcome to a venture, satisfaction in a relationship, and efforts are rewarded. It is accumulation of events and indicates material wealth and greater spiritual awareness. You may decide to purchase something right now, like your dream house. You may act upon it on a wonderful, fulfilling relationship offer or embark on a self-actualization journey. This is basically the sign that I'm reading. The world is just look within, and within yourself, and you will find joy and fulfillment. That's what I get out of this card. Pat, can you tell me the world? Am I wrong here? I'm reading that for him?
New opportunities, honey. I don't see it that way. I see it as a totally new opportunity.
And how do you see it really quickly? You'll be the last word because you're the pro.
New opportunity. Honest
there
to God,
you
it's
go.
Like opening the door.
There you go.
Does he have time for a very quick reading from me?
It's up to King, and it's up to if he wants to. Because I don't. Right now, it's about 6:30 where you guys are. If you give him a quick reading, I'm sure he'll be polite enough to say okay. And she's the pro because
well,
in the future I'll be.
If he doesn't want it, he can.
Well,
say
it's only 5:35 here.
Okay, well, King, do you want a quick reading by the pro, the mystic, my psychic, and your psychic, Pat, over the line? And this is brought to you by Pat's Mushrooms. If you want to take a trip, you don't need to go through the airport. With Pat's Mushroom, you can fly anywhere and come back safely.
Okay.
King?
This is the quick reading. He is going to have very good success with new beginnings or a new job or a new something. In spite of the fact he's been a bit depressed, there is a lot of new money coming in. There is somebody like, it could be an agent, it could be somebody else, but it involves money. There's a possible change of residence with success and a change of luck. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a move in the next 6 months. And there's going to be a celebration, but you have to look into yourself as to what you want out of your future because you're going to be accelerating very fast and you don't want to trip up doing the wrong thing. So there is a new opportunity showing itself. There will be some disruptions, but it's going the right direction. Just use your intuitions. And the end card is being financially secure. I'm done.
Wow, that's beautiful there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's big.
Well, like I said, I made that announcement on Facebook, and Tony Orchard is talent scouting me right now, and so I don't know what's going to be happening, but I'm looking forward to it all. You know what I mean? I'm just going to make sure I make the right decision and everything, and go from there. I mean, actually, as soon as I got that, started looking up mansions and stuff here in my city. And I already got in contact with some realtors and stuff, but I told them, I said, well, right now, you know, I'm not making any purchases or anything right now. Right now I'm just kind of putting a bug in your ear. And, you know, when that time comes, then we'll be in contact, you know. But it's exciting, you know. It's very exciting. I look forward to this opportunity. I look forward to expanding my brand. It's just a lot, you know. It's a lot to think about, and you know, God is good. You know, I appreciate all my supporters. You know, I appreciate everybody who's been supporting me, and I mean, I just look forward to it. You know, I already told my publicist, like, when I start touring, I want to tour overseas. You know, I don't want to do anything, you know, in the United States just yet. You know, all of my numbers are big overseas, you know. They're starting to grow here in the United States. Yeah, very good, you know. And, you know, so I'm just looking forward to it all, you know what I mean? Like I told my publicist, like, you know, I want a 90-10 split, you know. I want to keep my masters, you know, and go from there, you know. I want to stay independent, but I still want to be backed by Sony Orchard, you know. And go from there. So there's 2024 is going to be an amazing year. I mean, like, I could tell, because I was like, man, if the Chiefs win, all right, you know, it's going to be a good year for me, you know. So I mean, like, I just I don't know, I just felt it, you know what I mean. And so last night, that the last 10 seconds, I'm like, okay, Chiefs, if y'all do this, then that's the sign to me, you know. And I mean, you know, God has a way in when we communicate, because I'll be like, sometimes I joke around, I'm like, you know what, God, if it rains today, then I know tomorrow's going to be a slow day, you know what I mean? It'll rain, I'll be like, wow, okay. And so, you know, when the game was happening, I said, okay, if we go to the Super Bowl, then I know this year's going to be awesome with this music, you know. And what do you know, we won yesterday, and I'm like, wow, okay. But yeah, that tarot reading was very... It was on point. I mean, it was definitely on point, you know. Like I said, me and my publicist, we talk almost every day. And he's more than just my business partner and stuff, you know. He's like a brother to me. He's like my family, you know. And so he's amazing. He's very amazing, you know. So I look forward to getting the song played on Hot 97, Kiss FM. Also, 93.5 here in my town. I mean, it's gonna be a lot, you know what I mean? It's gonna be a lot. And so I was gonna tell y'all a secret of the celebrity that I was gonna be doing a song with once I get it all together, but I think I'm gonna let it be a surprise, you know.
Wow.
And all I can say is all I'm gonna say is this rapper here, me and him both share the same birthday, you know, and that's as far as I'm going to say.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, but it's just going to be a lot of good stuff happening this year, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it. So I'm been going back to the gym. I've been trying to work on getting in shape, you know, because these stages, they're not small anymore. These stages are big now, you know what I mean? So you got to have a lot of energy when you're moving around, you
right.
know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds like you're on the right track. I want to welcome Rudy in the studio. You guys remember Rudy? Rudy is the other half of Ellen, who used to be on my show. This is Rudy, everybody.
Hey, Rudy.
His good friends call him Rudy the Booty. That's his gang name, Rudy the Booty.
Yeah, only you do that. So anyway,
I know I do. You go in the hood, hey, that's Rudy the Booty. And they just run. How you doing, Rudy? It's good to hear your voice.
Good.
And Rudy's from Louisiana. Right now they're doing the Mardi Gras. They got some festival. Mardi Gras next week, but they got a lot
of stuff it's tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Wow. Wow.
You see, we were supposed to have the Super Bowl here yesterday. But because of Mardi Gras being tomorrow, that wasn't going to work. So they swapped with Las Vegas.
Oh.
So next year, Super Bowl will be here.
Wow. That's going to be something because Las Vegas turned into a minor Mardi Gras with all this stuff and the Super Bowl parades and stuff. I can imagine in Louisiana, I'll be there. You know, Rudy and I were talking about the Mardi Gras, and I would love to. I know the floats and the colorful thing, and I think it's a Brazil kind of thing, Brazil carnival kind of atmosphere, right, Rudy? Am I getting close, that kind of thing?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. But, see, back in the day, when you throw a beat, girls will show their tits, you know, titties.
Mm-hmm.
There's no titties. They're just, you throw a beat at them, and then they sue you for assault and battery. It just took the fun out of it. It just took the fun. I mean,
continue to do, if you think of the perversion, I know you're thinking.
Thank you.
The Friday before Mardi Gras, which is this past Friday, in the French Quarter, they do what's called greasing the pole. I thought you would enjoy that one.
Sure. I know what it is, but it just sounds so up my alley the other way.
Uh-huh.
Is that where they put the money on the top of the pole and they grease the pole and you kind of shimmy up there to get the dollars on the top of the pole? Is that what it is?
No, for Mardi Gras Day, they don't want people trying to, you know, go up the pole to get to the people on the balcony.
Oh.
So if they try to go up the pole, the grease will make them slide back down.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it became a tradition. The Friday right before Mardi Gras, every year, it's a tradition. They grease the poles.
Wow. But, Rudy, do you find, seriously, you're a decent guy, and I joke with you. Do you find the beats, you know, the no-titty thing, do you find that like it's a downer? I mean, just to see drunken women just flashing their tits down the street, something just says Merry Christmas to me. I mean, what do you think?
I have not heard that change where it's no longer happening. I mean, it probably still is. I just, it may not be so well publicized, as it were, but I'm sure it's still happening somewhere.
People would get charged with indecent exposure at this point.
Not
really. Not during Mardi Gras. Now, however, I keep the confidential, but let's just say I've seen this happen once a long time ago during, in the French Quarter on St. Patrick's Day. And a person didn't understand the fact that, okay, it's only acceptable during Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
So they got in trouble.
Wow. You know, isn't that kind of weird? I mean, think about it. You know, just because I decide to go to the bathroom in the middle of the alley, you know, and I happen to have a big one, and the cops pass by, should I really get a ticket? I mean, for indecent exposure.
Yep.
How is that indecent? I mean, if I walk down the street, hypothetically, with no underwear hanging out of my zipper, should I really get a ticket? I mean, let's just be honest. Should I?
But yet you can walk down the street in the French Quarter with a full glass of beer and nobody's going to say anything.
Right. But give me a little hard on, and the next thing you know, I'm serving time. What's going on with that? I mean,
I guess it depends on what cop it is, too. They had one last year or year before where somebody ran up to a cop and like, hey, some woman's getting raped over here. And the guy goes, sorry, not my department.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah, because he was not on duty per se. He was working in detail for like a movie that was being filmed.
Right.
So he was technically working another job. So his police job wasn't actively a police officer at the moment. So,
wow.
Can't help you.
But you know,
plus I heard
I'm
later on he got suspended and all kind of other stuff anyway.
I hope he would have got it. Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to make it. You know, sometimes we make live calls. Pat, you've been on the show when we made live calls. I'm going to call the governor of Louisiana, and I want to present the ring toss of Mardi Gras. That's when a guy could pull down his zipper, he has a hard on, and he could toss the beads right on his dick like a ring toss game kind of thing, and he could collect the beads. I see no harm in that. What's wrong with that? No foul. I think women will enjoy it. I can see Pat with a bunch of beads looking at guys' hard on and just tossing it to see if she could hit the ring around it. I mean, ring toss. What do you think, Pat? Wouldn't that make it funny, especially if you're drunk? I think that's enjoyable.
Oh, Jesus, Brian.
That'd be enjoyable.
Well, if you want to go that far, if you're drunk, it'll make it even harder because it won't be harder.
Exactly. Wow. And then you get some ping pong balls, and then you're going to try to hit the guy in the balls, you know, like bing, 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 bing. Just something for the women. See, Pat's enjoying it. She can visualize it. Oh, look at this guy with the big balls. Let's just hit this.
You're crazy.
I think we've been doing it for women, like show me your tits, and we've been sexualizing women for so long. It's time for women to get into the ring toss game. It'll sell more beats. Walk around. You know? It's be like Hawaii.
Yeah, the women could yell at, hey, show me your dick. I'll throw
exactly.
Some beads on.
Exactly. And I guarantee you, if a hot chick sees a strange guy going, hey, show me your dick, it's going to get hard. Here it is. Ring toss. Bing, 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 bing. Bing. What a game.
Well, Brian,
yes.
Were you aware that they legalized topless women in Ontario in the 90s?
Yes, they did it in New York, too. They did it in New York to take you right to Subway and everything. But I don't see them doing it. Do you see a lot of topless women in Canada?
No. No,
I don't see it either.
I think they did it just to make a point.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Brian, did I tell you about that woman that works in the French Quarter with her job is painting breasts?
I seen those women. I have seen those women. But not, you didn't tell me that particular story. You know, Rudy, don't let me tell you that story. Rudy. No, I got to tell this story. And then I'll have you tell that story because it's already in my mind. Listen, kids, I'm going to tell you something. Rudy's my friend. I like Rudy. I really like Rudy. I didn't know Rudy that much, but I liked him. I talked to him on the phone. So I was doing an event, in Louisiana, and I had my girlfriend with me. Rudy was nice enough. We took two cars, and Rudy said, here's where we go. I'm going to park here. And I said, okay, I'll park here. Now, there was a car next to me with this beautiful woman. I'm not kidding you. It's a true story, not kidding you. And I noticed that she's kind of ruffling her shirt. I'm going, what is going on there? And she slowly takes off her shirt. And I go, ooh. And she had nice, suckling breasts. And I'm sitting back in my car. My girlfriend had no idea what's going on. She's in the back saying, let me get this. She's looking in the back seat, and I'm seeing this. This girl's in the driver's side, and I'm in my driver's side. So I got the view going, oh. And then she's about to take off her bra. Rudy got impatient. He's in back of me going, hey, are we going or what? My girlfriend looks at me going, what's going on? I go, nothing. And right when I was about to see the goods, Rudy, come on, Brian, are we leaving or what? We're going to be late. I go, what are you doing? What are you doing, Rudy? I was about to see some breasts. True story. True story.
Well, my thing is, when I got a place to be, I got a place to be. If I don't, I can chill out.
You got a place to be. I was going to see some Louisiana breasts, not made by Louisiana chicken. For the first time, I'm going to see some Louisiana breasts that's not deep fried. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but you don't know that Louisiana. She could have been from somewhere else, man.
She could have been from somewhere else.
She could have been from Mississippi.
Could have been Mississippi for all you know. Oh, my God, Rudy. True story, and I'll never forget that. And then Rudy goes, I finally told him. And Rudy goes, you didn't tell me about this. Where is she? I said, it's too late now, Rudy. Too late. True story.
Well, you see, if you had known me better back then, you could have gave me a code word, you know?
A code word? Tits!
Yeah, code word,
too obvious.
Like, what?
Yeah, I know we should have had a code word. It just happened just so naturally that my girlfriend was with me. Any sudden moves that I was going to, you know, wave Rudy, because I saw Rudy at the corner of my eye walking behind the car as he was walking forward, and I'm going, just 2 minutes, I would have saw Louisiana nipples. But no. Brian, hurry up. Are we gonna be late or what? Come on, we gotta get a move on. I go, well, shit. That was it. To this day, I suffer. True story, King. True story, Pat. So tell me about the breast painting woman that you were saying in Louisiana, Rudy.
Oh yeah, they work in the French Quarter, and basically, their job is to entice women to get their breasts painted. Mm-hmm. And to do that, they stand in the French Quarter completely topless, with their breasts already painted. Like, see, yours could look like mine.
Wow. You guys
I still think one of these years you should come here for Mardi Gras Day.
I would like to. I just got back. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you weren't here. You were there here.
No, I was in Mississippi.
Well, that's not here.
I know. And let me tell you about Mississippi. Not fun.
No,
The rain was horrible. The weather was cold. The people were agitated. But the event was very successful. They were good people. But it was just not fun.
Well, that's what counts. Successful event. That's what counts.
It was, Rudy. It was, man. It really was. And I was just happy that something went to fruition. I just want something to work, you know, an idea that came into play. So many times we thought of ideas that was either the weather or situation.
It would work.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I just want to say, I know I got the time. I know I got the time, but ignore the time.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say that we've been on the air for almost like 3 hours. And what I'm going to do is I want to make sure King's information, personal information, does not go out on the air. So I'm going to come back to King. King, don't hang up on me. I just want to make sure, just because you're talking to someone, I'm going to make sure you got no personal information coming out in the air. The guy is a great rapper, and he probably has fans. The last thing I want to do is give somebody some gossip without paying King. I want to thank the wonderful, the fabulous Rudy Booty for coming into the show. Rudy, everybody, Rudy, thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in. I won't say Rudy's last name because he would come in anonymous, and he doesn't want to be associated with this train wreck. So I will keep him anonymous. Thank you, King Meth. Thank you, King, for coming on King Web. Everybody, King Web came on the show with Triple D. I mean, I want to say Triple Three. 3D, 3D, right? Right, Pat? His son, 3D?
D3.
I'm sorry, D3. Oh, shit. I want to thank D3 for coming on the air. Thank you, Pat. And the wonderful Pat. What can I say about her? She is my psychic. She's been my psychic for years. And she told me my future. And that's why I'm suicidal and I'm depressed. But yet I'm here.
She should have told you to miss that woman with the tits.
She should have said that, yes. You're going to miss that woman with the tits. What?
You've been like, what woman?
Should have warned me. Should have warned me. Isn't it weird, Rudy? We see them. We have girlfriends who have them. We have wives who have them. But yet...
And you still can't get enough, can you?
You can. It's something about a stranger's tit. I don't know. I mean, it's not like they're weird. We know what the shape. We've seen them. We've seen them millions of times. I've seen many titties. But if there's this woman that doesn't have a bra on and it's rainy and it's kind of see-through, guess what? I'm there. I'm there.
Yeah,
it's like Michael
different.
I know. It's like that song with Michael Jackson. I'll be there. I'll be there when it's cold. You know, and it's something about when a woman, Rudy, does it? Is it just me? Something about when a woman gets cold and she has no bra on and those nipples are screaming your name, Brian, Brian, Brian. It never gets old. It never gets old. I don't know what it is. Now, if somebody asked me, because I have seen women. Now, I also have seen women who sit a certain way and they have no underwear. And I see, I go straight up there and I see Bush, like she's from the Amazon. I've seen that too. So if you ever asked me, what would you rather see, Bush or tits? Bush or tits? Rudy, I go to you with this complicated question. What would you rather see? If you could only see one thing, that kind of silhouette, but you know it's there. Like maybe the bush is covered with white sheer panties, and you know it's not sure pussy, it's bush pussy. Did you see the outline of the bush?
You're killing me.
This is what Pat stays up for. Okay. He's going to say some stupid shit that nobody says. Now, Rudy, what would you rather see? Bush or tits? The hit to
well,
Bush.
I think I would honestly say tits because everyone's a little bit different.
I'm a fan.
I would, too. I would, too. Because if I see a woman walking with no bra on, and I'm seeing all this business going back and forth and little nipples going, hello, look at me, hello, I'm out. It's just like a silhouette of a ballet. Things are moving. But if I see somebody with a white underwear and they open their legs and there's like a big afro on each side of their legs, big giant bush, I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to go there. You know, they might be a stranger. I just want to shave them. Maybe I just want to shave them, not be a pervert. I just want to go up to him and go, would you mind if I shaved you? I mean, it's not my thing, but, you know, let's get this neaten up. Let's get it neat. You know what I mean? Let's groom it a little bit. I mean, if you're going to wear it out in public, let's just have some grooming. I know I sound like a gay guy. Girl, let's just groom that. I'm with you. I'm a groomer. My name is Brian. And here's my pubic sigil and my comb. Let's see what we got to work with. Oh, girl, you haven't shaved since sixth grade. It's a lot of work, but we'll get it done. A nip and a tuck. I know, really. They have those shops here in Beverly Hills for just pubic hair.
Really?
They actually do. It's just, their shop's just for pubic hair grooming. That's it. So girls, women in Beverly Hills would go in and get it cropped and kneaded and braided and whatever, just for pubic hair.
My Lord. You'd think they'd have all this to spend their money on.
I know, but they get a lot of money. I mean, the money that they make, I'll be a pubic barber. Can you imagine?
Greetings from Commerce as the Private Care Pregame Show continues, and we're joined by head coach Mark Schlesinger as we...
Oh, is there another show on? That sounds more interesting than this show. All right. See, what did we learn today? Is that men like women with no bra on and a nicer thing and hard nipples rather than a big bush. So, ladies, I don't know what to tell you. You know, as I get older, there's one thing. as I get older, right, I used to love the hint of a woman with no underwear, right? It's like, ooh, sexy, sexy, sexy. Now that I'm older and I see it, I'm like, that poor lady forgot her drawers. I'm not even thinking it's sexy or anything. Somebody should tell her she forgot her underwear. Well, that poor thing. You got the cold.
Or you're getting old.
Oops.
I know, it's like, oops, lady, you forgot your underwear. Oh. As I got older, I swear to God, I think that. Don't you think that? You know, it's like, oh, look at that.
I have an opinion on the subject myself, but, you know.
Do you? Let me hear your opinion.
No,
you're a woman. You, like, before, if I was younger, if I saw a girl, and I seriously, if she reached down her no underwear and she was kind of playing with herself, I'm going, sexy. Now, as they get older, they do it. It's like, oh, that poor girl got an itch. You probably got a rash down there. You know what I mean? It's like the thinking. She shouldn't use some medication. Why don't they make condoms for old people? I don't want to know. How come there's no senior condoms? You know what I mean?
What the hell difference would it make?
Well, it's because condoms are a little
tight. By that age, you don't need a condom.
Right, with the Viagra? Are you kidding me? Rudy, at 50 years old, people were just swallowing that little blue pill, and they're going forever. I mean, and that pill is a way of life. You know? It is like, I don't know. Rudy. How are you doing in that department? I mean, are the ding-dong, you know, upgrade, or are you getting down the slopes there? You know what I mean? Going down the mountain, or are you climbing up? You have any problem down there?
No, but...
Oh, he's going
to
tell same. You.
Oh, he would tell me. Mm-hmm. Of course he would tell me. It's a guy thing.
We're all about the same.
About the same? I have a little problem down at the basement.
Okay.
And I had a talk with him. I'm going, hey, what's up? Apparently not you. This is embarrassing. We got a perfectly good pussy over there, and you're acting like an asshole. That's me talking to my penis. Let me take this pill.
Okay.
I know. Get up there. Get in there, tiger. Yeah. Pat?
Yeah?
Watch this, Rudy.
You lost me for a minute there.
Yeah, watch. I'm going to tell Rudy, I'm going to be, Pat has a great imagination. I won't have to say a sound. Watch this. Pat, choo-choo. That was the sound
I'm
of a very powerful.
They make a toy that does that now.
They do. It's an adult toy, Rudy, that I do impressions. Most people do impressions of cartoons and other people. I do impressions of adult toys. That's my gift. Oh, do your impression, Brian. Okay. Oh, that's a that is a vibrator with a bullet. You got it.
No, they need to have an adult toy with a prostitute that, or of some sort that they can get her. They pay her to record little things that they put on, like, blow-up dolls to where it's like, yeah, put it right there, baby.
You know, they do have that. They do. They have voice-activated fake pussies in California. You remember when they came out 10 years ago? I guess it wasn't good enough for you to put your dick in a plastic pussy. Now they wanted to make it as your former porn star. Do you guys remember that? Now they have molds of your porn star pussy, and they put it into your doll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, seriously, they do.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And how about the actress? What's her name? That she's selling perfume. She's selling that perfume of My Vagina. Which one?
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Gwyneth
Paltrow, you're at. Wow, you're pretty good, Pat. See, you got good memory. Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a perfume. What is it? G My Vagina Smell Great or something?
I don't know, but it's supposed to smell like her. Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like my vagina.
My God, who would want to smell like someone else's vagina?
Gotta love that.
I don't know. Most men will say, they'll give him something to think about. I can see right now, Rudy has a cologne, and he goes, you smell like your wife's vagina. And then Rudy goes, how do you know what my wife's vagina smells like? Never mind. It's just a product. Gee, I smell like your wife's vagina. Get off me, man. Oh, man. I wanted to get at Mongolian. I forgot her, what's the name of her her website. It is, forget. What is the name of it? It was some stupid name. Whatever. I wanted to get, oh, here's her official website. What is it called? Gwyneth Paltrow. She's partly naked. So she does have she has an online store. What's the name of her online store? Goop. That's what it is, Goop. Goop. That's her thing. She has a lot of stuff. Oh, you know what? She sells vibrator, couples, sex toys, lubes, and more for your pleasure. Shop now. Gwyneth is selling that, sex toys. She has a sex and pleasure shop. The double-sided wand vibrator. Oh. She's selling sex oil. She's selling the ultra plush self-heating G-spot vibrator. Wow. You put it in there and you go, gee. Relationship cocktails. She calls it a dildo. I just want to see, what's that perfume? The sex gel, she's selling that. I'm just shopping for Pat for Chris for her birthday. Don't mind me.
Yeah,
No, I wouldn't. You'll be going, oh, Brian. Oh, man. I want to thank Rudy, the sex king of Louisiana. Thank you, Rudy, for coming in. Thank you. And, Rudy, can you tell the website where they can reach you for sex objects and you and rent you out for the evening?
Oh, sorry. Tell them to contact you. I'll get in touch with me through you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm his pimp. Well, you want the Rudy booty? We got the special. We got the what? You're 65. What? You're 80? Don't worry. We'll have you in bed by 3 p.m. All right, Rudy, everybody. Rudy, you also have a radio show. We got 2 minutes. Rudy also has a radio show. He works at a nice radio station in Louisiana. And, Rudy, do you have your own business or anything, or do you want to promote anything? Because we do actually have listeners, believe it or not.
No, okay. Unfortunately not.
Okay. Again, if you don't remember Rudy, you should remember Rudy. His partner is Elaine. Elaine is a nice person from Louisiana. He lives with Elaine. And his wonderful child. I'm doing it on purpose, Rudy. And his wonderful kid. I'm doing this on purpose, Rudy. Rudy's eyebrow going up. Did you just call her Elaine? He lives with Ellen. Ellen is my executive producer. She would have his head, Elaine, who's that bitch? So Rudy, everybody, and the lovely Pat. That's it. And I'm Brian. I'm on at night, and I should not be on near this time. You're eating or you're watching something good. What time is it? Monday? There must be something good on TV, because you listen to me, you probably don't have cable. That's it.
Well, you're all world, so, you know, you've got to consider that not everybody's in our time zone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because in California, it's 4:12. They're getting ready for dinner. And it's going to be 4:20 in about 8 minutes. And we know what happened.
Oh,
4:20 is... That's right.
Well, here it's about 6:20 in about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. At 6:20, Pat turns into a werewolf.
Ooh,
a vaping werewolf. It's 4:20 again. That Pat is just it's just on time. Well, time to make dinner, dear. Pat's just on the doorstep. It's 4:20.
And with that, I'll exit.
Goodbye, everybody. I got nothing left. Thank you, Rudy.
Goodbye.
And thank you, Pat. You guys have a great night. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.